Boneboy Speaks, episode 885, Mirage OS. Typically, when we talk about virtualization, we're taking a workload of some sort, and we're still running on a physical piece of hardware, but that hardware is virtualized, and maybe that physical piece of hardware will actually run, you know, many different virtual systems on it, and or, you know, virtual machines or whatever you want to call it, and the hardware actually sort of with help of the software will essentially context switch that PC around, and perhaps you might be able to spin up a virtual server for something that doesn't get used very often, but you don't have to dedicate physical hardware to it. You can just use a small slice of a bigger system. And companies are moving toward this this model. And there's lots of pros and cons to it, but then, you know, there's also, as you know, one of the reasons that people move into clouds of public or private nature is they want to be able to, as the workload increases, spin up more instances and do all this stuff. And it's actually fairly complex, right? Each one of those web servers or database servers or whatever it's a whole operating system that it's running, right? So there's a lot of overhead with that, and they have to stay running, and you have to have all of these things talking to one another, and you build this, you know, it's kind of an erector set, right? That is set up with automation and stuff like that, but there's a lot of overhead there, and so, you know, it would make it maybe much simpler if instead of having to try and have all this other stuff to manage, right, and load balance between systems and do all this other stuff to try and, you know, manage instances coming up and down, why not do it when the connection starts? And if you can make a virtual machine come up and process whatever the connection is and have all of that happen quickly, then why? And then, you know, that eliminates a whole series of problems with load balancers and other technologies that you need to scale up and scale down the architecture. If this can happen, you know, at the connection level, right, when a new connection comes in, then, that actually has all kinds of interesting implications, right? So in this case, what would happen is that you would have almost kind of like a micro operating system that starts up, right? And maybe it shares with some of the other, you know, with there's some virtualization technology that sort of, you know, multiplexes it, you know, some of the underlying bits and pieces. But all you're exposing to this, essentially, it's a process that's running, right, is the stuff that it needs. And maybe, from a security perspective, if this is done right, it might actually be better, because the only things that would be exposed to this process are the things that it actually needs and no more, right? So you're not, so, and also too, when the connection closes, right, the VM disappears. So there's nothing there, right? And, you know, it makes the scalability becomes a little bit easier to manage. You still have to add more hardware, but ultimately you're doing this with, you're doing this at the connection level, not at the, oh my God, I need to monitor the load and the load looks like X and now I need to add more stuff. And so it's, you know, it's a different model thinking about it, and it makes security a little bit easier, right? Because now you're, you know, each connection is essentially going to have its own state, right? That if you compromise that VM, well, it's only good as long as that VM's around, right? And maybe you kill all the outbound connectivity of that particular VM or whatever. I mean, you set it up in a way that if that VM gets popped, so what? There's nothing there for it to persist even. So There's lots of possibilities there, and so there's a paper at Usenix conference that sort of describes this in you know, more detail than I'm doing here. But it's an interesting concept, the idea of, you know, sort of, you know, having a virtual machine per connection almost, right? Which again sort of changes the way you think about things. And I think this kind of model might work, but it's obviously going to take a mind shift by the rest of the industry. And, maybe this becomes the predominant model, or maybe it doesn't, I don't know, but it's interesting and, definitely something different and might, I think it'll make things better, but I think whether it can actually be done in practice is a whole different thing. And so I'll wait for the implementations, but I like the idea of it.